Okay, so today is the last day of corporations, even though there's no end to corporations, but last day, and there was an article, you know, on page 13, there was a Torah journal called Hadaron. It was put out by the RCA, Estadros Harabonim d'America. And Rav Shevel was the, I guess, the editor-in-chief, and the assistants were Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Rav Nachum Rabinovich, and David Shlomo Shapiro. And he, they have this article here from Rav Shmuel Hivner, who was a Chasheva Rav in Brooklyn, a European Rav. I told you, I was told Zalman Alper that he wrote a translation to the Gemara in Yiddish. Yeah. And that's how I started with this whole thing about the, as he starts the piece here on page 14, is Yeshnam Chanius Makolot Shebaleim Einam Anoshim Yechidim. In other words, you have these stores that it's not owned by individuals. Elohim Shayochus. The Chevras Menios, they're open up to corporation. Achevra Motzia, Umatzia Menios Lekneas. In other words, they make stocks, shares. Palarochish Menios Shalachevra Mekabel Chelik Meherevach Kishia Menios Shebiyesh Biyado. Commensurate with how much shares you have is how much money you're going to gain if it does well, and how much you could lose if it doesn't do well. Achemasaskli Mechanos Hein Nochrim. The people who work in the store are goyim. Va'achanos yidu kechanos shal nochrim. Misoros hashem l'madina shal chometz hanimkar b'chometz l'achar pesach. Hayesh lo din chometz shal pesach. Va'osur b'hanoah yishum k'nosah kevin yisrael shutav bo v'over alav al bal yirah. So he here discusses. I told you once, Rav Abadi said to me years ago that he liked the. He said on his own, and the Mogen Elif says this as well, that maybe the whole din of Chomei Shavuot Pesach is not said by a mumer. By a mumer. Because the whole idea is, you put a knas, so this way you'll get rid of the chametz. But if a person is not going to get rid of the chametz anyway, so maybe the knas is not applicable because it's not helpful.
Certainly not general understanding.
No, it's not the general understanding. I was only thinking, you say, you know, chote niskar, you know, but for him it doesn't matter. He's not going to change. It's not going to. In other words, obviously the point of the knas was for a person that otherwise would have kept chametz, but now that we say that it's going to become usur, now he won't do it. In other words, you have to realize that there was. What was the intent of Chazal when they made the knas to get the?
Shomer Mitzvah is going to do it even without the knas.
What?
If he's a Shomer Mitzvah, he's going to do it even without the knas.
Right. So who are we talking about? Who was the clientele that Chazal were trying to, you know, affect?
The
in-betweeners. In other words, the person who's from, like Rabbi Harari said, so he's going to want to do everything anyway. The person who's not from at all, it's not going to help. So we're dealing with the person who, in other words, won't eat. In other words, you have a person like this that would say that eating I can understand. I'm not going to eat chametz, but maybe he has difficulty with bal yirah.
Also, chametz has to be bread.
Right, not to.
I remember guys coming in with ham and matzah sandwiches.
Right, even though they weren't from, you say. But on Passover, they would.
Ham and matzah?
Yeah. Right, so.
I would say they're probably not from.
Yeah.
So that's what the Mogen Elif. And everybody said it on his own, and then I was looked to see if there were any earlier sources who said. Once on the phone, we were talking about this. He said, you want to know what I really hold? He said to me, Rabbani, I said, I really hold that that someone who's a not from, the knas doesn't apply. Which is not, well, the Rabbi Alter says, not the normal thing, but then I did find... every once in a while, there's some big case that happens that someone forgot to sell chametz. So it's a little box of cookies, no big deal. But like a whole big, zach and the millions of dollars, and they're looking for some. So someone called me, I think it was last year. So I said, this is one svara. I said, it's in the Magen Aleph. And, okay, what were you saying, Joe? You want to say something?
I was going to say, could it be sometimes you have gezeiros which were sometimes you have gezeiros which were enacted not for the person itself, but for the other people who might affect. So, maybe if I'm not from and I'm coming, so I'll eat it. Why do I care about it? But if I have a store now, now that you're not going to buy from me, and now that affects my business.
But yet this guy is still not, he's still opening his store on Pesach and still not getting rid of his chametz, right? So, but it's hard to say that they only made it for certain stuff. They made it for everybody, even though it's low plug. But And then here in this tshuva, he quotes the things that I saw here in the tshuva. We went over inside, the Shagasarye's heter of Breira, and the question of Bittul, the Mishnas Chachamim here on page 15, about the Sholosh Kikros, and... Sham. If you want to see here at the end, and the question of Shutfus, and here on page 20 we did the Zecher Yitzchak of it, page 20 with the arrows, Zecher Yitzchak, which is Vitzula Panovich. And he said, "Chomet shall base Charosha shall over on Pesach. Base Charosha is shaykh of Chavos Menias, while the Mitzvah Yisrael v'Nochem. And Chavot Tzidin l'Hakam was that came into Bidin Torah ain lebale. And this is a ain lebale Hamenias Kulam b'Chomets. There's no kinyan here, right? The B'makhanu is a Chomets. How did anyone make a kinyan on the Chomets? Ainu nitna el Mashicha." He's like, Rak Medina de Malchusa Hu Shalem. Right? As we said, what's obviously you're not allowed to walk into a store that's a corporation and just walk away with. From what perspective? So he says, from the perspective of Dina de Malchusa. So if you hold like Rabbi Menashe Klein, Avdi B'chaim B'chaim, Rabbi Leich, and all those, that he said, no, all corporations just Shutfus. So then it's Shutfus, it's regular Shutfus. But he's saying no. He's saying that it's not a shutfus, it's this new entity. And it's this new entity, so therefore... But the one nakuda that we didn't talk about yet, he's going to point out over here, is for chametz, is a toloi on din Torah, or... din of the Medina. In other words, say you sell chametz and you made the kinyonim, but legally, here, we have a lawyer right here, legally, it wouldn't, what would be the status? Let me ask you a question, legally, like the chiras chametz, would that have legal...
Yeah, because they do it. Also, they're doing it according to Din HaMedina as well as Din HaMedina.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but then be careful to do it both ways. Generally, it's my understanding.
Well, the contrast.
You're right, Mark. And anyway, there was, that way we should sell it by halacha is probably good on the Medina anyway.
Would it be good? I mean, when we say that there is, I don't know
the
what.
The only thing that, the only great way I see as a problem is sometimes you need a writing, but you have it. Use a star.
Would
be cell phones, right?
There's
a star.
Yeah, that's right.
So if there's a star, no reason we can't sell phones.
Right, well, this is what Joe Miller always says when he discusses about selling stocks. So would that be meaningful in, say, Rosh Tai, I sold my stocks. What
that's a little different because stocks are treated differently.
Right, exactly.
It's not like a chayvitz, you know. We have
right, exactly.
Sometimes you have to register with the corporation itself. You know.
Right, so just because you filled out this form, is that going to make a difference? That's what, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what, who said that?
Yes, that's what Rabbi
Willick
agrees on, whoever. Is Rabbi
Willick
doesn't think it's even a real sale. Why are you doing that?
So he says, Kvar nechal chub zeri shon vachrona. So this is the Mogen Avraham. You want to get a mug of rum for me, Metzger? Toth mem ches. So, this is the last thing that the Makor that we didn't do. It's Shulchan Aruch, Toth mem ches. In the regular three-volume Shulchan Aruch would be in the second volume, but they reprint Shulchan Aruch in 15 volumes, so you have to see Toth mem ches.
There must be a contractual way to solve this. Give possession of the stocks.
You give physical. Yeah, you can probably physical possession of the stocks. Because ownership is because it's a negotiable instrument.
Yeah.
So physical possession, like promissory note.
You don't have to physically go to an exchange to sell the stocks.
Well, they'll say you may have to physically hand those stocks to them. It's the way you put a promissory note.
Right.
Those who say you have to sell your stock, don't mean the full stock also. I mean, you and the owner of a share in a company that only sells companies, a lot of the value of the share doesn't actually have anything to do with the company itself. You know, whatever, the pens in the office, the computer system. So I was told you're supposed to value how much proportionally of that company. So once you're
splitting hairs.
Once you're splitting hairs like that.
Well, unless it's general bills.
Sure, he can't buy the rights to my share that reflects the value of the chametz that's behind it.
Okay, so he writes the machlokes between the Mogen Avraham and the Masas Binyamin. There's the famous machlokes. I am Mogen Avraham, Shehisig and Masas Binyamin. That's Lina Bosa Dine. Page 20. That paragraph, Azecha Yitzchak.
Okay, yeah.
So keep further down in that paragraph. The first word in the line is Achronim. It says Achronim. I am a Mogen Avraham, Simon Tav Mem Ches, Fkat and Dalit, Shehisig al Mashakosa, the Masas Binyamin. That's Lina Bosa Dineim. The Masas Binyamin says you could follow the Goyish Dinim, that was what's considered possession. But that's Mogen Avraham, that's Lina Bosa Din Torah, Velo Bosa Dineim. Im Kain, Hechesh da Shtar Didon, Eino Moil, Shtar Did Hu, Lodiv Mididon, The Eino Kinyan. So according to the Magen Avraham, he followed in Torah. So Hechad the Shtar Dinon Eino Moel Shtar Dinu Lo Odev Midinon The Eino Kinyan. Fiza Harei Al Yidei Haminiyah Shekana Guf HaChefetz Eino Nasha Shalo V'lo Avar Klal. In other words, because why? In Kinyan Yisrael, just because you have a share, it's not going to help. Tof mem chesif, yeah. Tof mem ches dal. This is the Mogen Avraham. Dalid, yeah, whole piece of. Yeah. The Mogen Avraham writes, "Amasas binyam tzarich lahaknos lo bekesem shicha." The other kind of kesem v'chud. Tina Kabos is Shliach. Kol Shekel HaKinyan Shebein Akum Yisrael, the Dineim Poshet Hu Shekev Shekol HaKul Hu Meir, Masas Ben Yama. So he says, we follow Masas Dineim. So the Magen Avraham says, Kas Kasha, Daminim Bukhoros, Agnosa Masas Yisrael, Ben Dineim Kona, Ben Dineim Dineim Shepaskel Lahem Torah, Mash Ben Dineim Akum Lo Mahani. Does mean Bosa din Torah, lo Bosa din Eim. So the Magen Avraham says he followed din Torah.
But the other one, Dini Mamros, whatever happens to the principle of Dini Mamros of Dini.
Meaning what? You say?
You follow the Kinyarim that the Dini of the Mamros says.
Right, so that's what he says the Masas Ben Yamin says. And the Magen Avraham disagrees. It has to be something that Al-Pi Din in Israel would be. Well, I'm only...
Why is he doing that this morning? It's like he's doing that.
And that would work with Dine Yaakov also?
That was better than many, many times. Straight a hand for diamonds. Take a hand for muscle of rough.
Yeah, that
may not work in court.
Yeah, well, that won't work in court.
It won't work in court.
That won't work in court?
He's selling things over $500 and you get paid.
I always bring that example.
Yeah, but. So that's what he's saying.
UCC does say it doesn't override the. Various customs. How we law merchant. Doesn't override law merchant. You've got to ask law merchant. You've got a handshake and a mouthful of rough. I don't know, I'm sure they have court cases on this.
Yeah. So that's his Nakud here with the Zechi Yitzchak, that if you want to say the whole ownership of corporations is based on Dina de Machusa, so then that may be totally the Machlokas Masas Binyamin and the Magen Avraham, whether violence based on Dina de Machusa is relevant in Halacha or not. And that's a very important machlokas between the Masas Ben Yamin. The Magen Avraham calls it all Tof Mem Ches of Cotton Dal. The
Masas.
Yeah. Yeah, Isim Tuta. Yeah. But would Rabbi also say that maybe that's not going to work in. Legal.
So what's, if it's legal, it'll work.
So if the government recognizes
the
government recognizes the corporation as this legal entity that you're not allowed to steal from. So the question is, so does that mean that's ownership in halacha? For when halacha, so when we
what are they arguing about? The Masas Binyamin and what are they arguing? They're arguing about making.
A Kenyan that would be something that would work within Akum wouldn't work within Yisrael.
Okay, so what's the situation with the barrel?
the alchemy probably works, right? In the mark on a barrel.
I don't know. Maybe not. I may have to ask everybody also whether it'll work or not.
Just trying to focus on what they're...
They want to know what kind of kinyanim, when the Torah speaks about having a kinyanim for...
I understand that, but what's situta? The also gets situta is like that. They make a mark on the barrel. And some that works mean DNA up and they recognize that. And we don't recognize that. And why is it the word? So it's not like this.
Well, does it work for chametz?
Well, you're talking about chametz, or talking about anything.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about. Tzarif lahaklus lo b'kesem shicha. Right, so he's making a kinyan. He has to do a regular. And if he didn't make a regular kinyan, as li b'asad dinayim. So that's the Magen Avraham. It's not good to be in Yisrael. Then the Kenyan. So then it's not a Kenyan. The Gabi Halacha.
Yeah, that's good.
He's saying that if the Minhag.
It's recognized by the courts of this.
You shake hands? That's recognized by a court?
I
can't imagine the courts. We're going to make an agreement. We didn't sign anything. We just shook hands.
Yeah, certain kinds of agreements can be oral. Certain kinds of agreements have to be in writing.
If I got pulled,
if it's a kind of agreement can be in oral, yeah, shaking hands is enough.
What symbol is this?
Yeah, it's Tav Mem Ches.
Tav Mem Ches?
In Hilchos Pesach. Tav Mem Ches.
The question is, can you have a custom in an industry to do orally what normally would require writing? That's something I don't know the answer to.
So he's talking about comments there?
Yeah, it's Hilchos Pesach.
Maybe this is just
only your Rabbana and it will work. Okay. Maybe that's the word.
Yeah, maybe. But that's the... Right, so the Zecha, according to the Zecha Yitzchak, it could be there's no Bal Yira at all. Here's the Din Torah Ein LeBal Emunias Klum B'Chametz. So there's no Kenyan, sad to talk about. Then we discuss the other things he quotes here about the Shutvus Wa'akum is there then because say Lorel Lacha. Lorel Lacha Chametz. And then the last things we were talking about are the concept of Bittul. If it's if you have part Yisrael, part Akum, and the Akum part, so then you could say Bittul, but we know by Momen is Ein Abatel, but by the Isser is. You can divide the Isser from the Mamun and then say Bittul on that. So there are a lot of svaras. See, was that the question? A lot of the Chomich Avraham Pesach situations we're in today have the cooperation element to it, and that's being relevant to that. We also put on a Chazara questions online. So you can get that as well. Okay, so this is the end of the Limud on, one second, I'll take Hilchos Corporations. On Monday we're going to start Hilchos, continuing Hilchos Chavos on the Shabbos, which is going to be Halachos of Kiddush.
I'll
let everyone know where we're going to be. If somehow miraculously we could stay here, that would be great. But if not, we'll be in the other building. And so there's a lot of...
At 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, yeah. Okay, thank you all for coming. And it's always a pleasure. You know, corporations wasn't something I was thinking to do necessarily, but, you know, it all was triggered by the whole... debate about different things about whether it was Chomish Ova Pesach or not. So that's how I got involved in it this year.